there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Did you fix your microphone on that, Toby?
I think.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. It's going to be a whole episode on the main feed.
Gamers, welcome to the Single Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we have a chat with our friends.
I'm player one, Toby.
I am player two, Goobs.
And we've got a bunch of extra players.
No nicknames. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
It's just a side quest, Goobs. It's a side quest. But let's let all of our friends introduce themselves so you can figure out whose voice is whose. Who wants to go first?
Top. I'll go first, because every time you say this, then there's always like this awkward silence, and it's like, who goes? So I'm going to go first, and I'm not so much a friend, but I'm more of a well-wisher in that I wish no specific harm. You got me, Berg.
G'day. Shags from down here in Australia.
My name is AJ Parker, and I am a hero to millions. But like some
burger! Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm just here.
a little more enthusiasm. This would be, it's a fun thing we're doing today, guys. It's going to be fun.
Help, he's got us trapped.
Blink if you can help us. Oh, wait, this is audio only. Shit.
I can't blink enough.
Okay, so we're going to do something different because we need a break, don't we, Goobs?
I'm good.
I need the break after the month of Clocktober, which was our November theme. Don't worry about it. That's all in the past now or future. I'm not sure.
Or is it?
Right.
Did it even happen?
Did it?
Who fucking knows?
Right. Goobs, I think we're going to do something fun today. We've done this once on our Patreon. Patreon.com/badsecretmedia.
You get those plugs in there.
where we did a battle simulator. I found this little simulator online a long time ago. I actually used to use it for my old show when we had a little gimmicky month. And we're going to do it again today. We're gonna all come up with the top 10 mascots from video games.
Fight out here on Secret Levels, folks.
We're gonna come
pick all 10 of your favorite mascots, mash them all up together from classic video games, and let them battle out to an epic battle of death in our epic battle of death simulator. Who will come out Bubsy's on top? Who will die first? Let's find out.
Bubsy's in this, right?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Chris?
Game over, folks.
That was fast.
So we're going to figure out the top 10 that we're going to put in here, and we have to decide their speed, power, strength, and intelligence. Are you guys...
First, we got to come up with the top 10.
Yes, top 10. Guys, let's get some... I think we have to go basic real quick and just say Mario's in this, right?
Well, yeah. Of course.
We got Mario for sure. Like, what are the like the easy names we can toss out and be like, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Of course.
Poop.
Link.
Yeah, Link.
Pac-Man.
Ooh,
Pac-Man. Oh, yeah, that's good.
The Goob said Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic has to be in it. That's a good one. Crash Bandicoot, maybe?
Yeah.
I give it to Crash.
Yeah. I'm trying to make
Master
sure...
Master Chief.
Master Chef, because I'm going to misspell it.
I thought you said Master Queef.
All right, so right there, that's...
You can have that, too.
That's six already off the bat. Do we put Tomb... do we put Tomb Raider in? Do we put Lara Croft in?
I would say, yeah. Get the female representation.
Right. Yeah. Gotta have at least one. Who else? We got three more
Pikachu.
Spots.
Pikachu would be good.
Pikachu,
yeah.
Spyro would be good, too.
Now
I don't know about Spyro.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the non-humanoid ones.
Hold on. We're at 8 right now, so we'll go over the list and see if we can replace any here in a minute. Are we putting Bubsy in this? Like, we need to know right now.
No, we're not.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm going
to
say
you just got to have a game. You got to have a game to accompany it, to do a review for. So I think that'd be a great icebreaker.
Ooh, Goobs. Do you hear that? That's a good point. There might be something in the near future, in your near future.
I don't like the fucking timeline we're living in.
We need to go back.
Are you going to have Clocktober again?
We go fucking power up the Maytag 3000, folks. It's not done yet.
We go back to the future, Toby. It's your co-host. You have to play Bubsy.
What about Cloud?
Maybe Mega Man.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. I would give it to Mega Man.
Okay. We'll put Mega Man in there. I mean, this is looking sort of... Smash like for the most part.
I mean, that's, you can essentially take everything from Smash.
Right, yeah. And that's why I was trying to make sure we got some other representation like Crash, Master Chef, and Laura.
Laura.
I'm on a first name basis with her. Don't worry about it. Okay, so one more before we go over the list again. Check Fu? Check?
How about the Dragonborn? PlayStation actually used the Dragonborn as a mascot briefly.
See, I was going to say Kratos.
Nathan Drake.
That'd be pretty good, too.
What was Nathan Drake from? What is that from?
Uncharted.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't play the Uncharted games.
Steve from Minecraft.
Oh, I kind of feel that that's a deserved spot because...
Who's Steve?
Who's Steve? I am Guy Incognito.
Good callback there.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think he's B tier.
I think so too, just because I think he okay, wait.
Yoshi, Donkey Kong, like there's Mammoth, Metroid.
Well, I was about to say, like, the...
L Block.
Samus, sorry, not Metroid.
I was thinking earlier, I was like a Tetris piece.
I was going to say, how many games each character had, like, if they star in more than... Who has the most games? I mean, I know that doesn't necessarily mean popular, because there's plenty of franchises that should have ended, and they just keep pumping them out, but...
They still need to sell... That's the other thing.
Right.
So, like, that's why Mario and Link are shoo-ins. And yeah. So is Master Chief.
Chef.
Master Chef.
Great googly-moogly.
Okay, here's the list.
Same with Pikachu.
Mario, Link, Pac-Man, Sonic, Crash, Master Chief, Lara Croft, Pikachu, Mega Man, and Steve.
I'm almost tempted to say, as much as I love Mega Man, Mega Man might be B tier. But I mean, for a retro gaming podcast, he has to be there, because if he's there, Lara Croft.
There's also Ryu.
I mean, if Lara's there, he has to be there. Huh?
Ryu or Ryu?
Ooh, those are pretty. You know what? I would be okay with Ryu taking Mega Man's spot.
I would not be offended by that.
Any?
I don't know. They're both super popular, and I love both characters.
I think they're both more popular than Crash.
You think so? Yeah.
Someone just got upset.
There's the one person that has like a Crash tattoo on their chest, and they're like, "No." Okay. So, do we want to take Crash out?
If we're putting Ryu in, yeah.
Okay, Ryu, I think gets that spot. Okay.
Again, I can say Terry Bogard too. He's just as popular.
No.
Yeah, I disagree on that as well.
Those games are very popular as well.
I'm not going to give it to Terry. I don't think I give it to Terry. He's cool, and I know Sakurai had to basically do an entire presentation on who he was and why he was popular for when he was included in Smash. So if you have to do that, I'd say it's a little out of the mainstream for being popular. If Banjo-Kazooie is considered B tier, then you can't put Terry up there.
You know
how about
what?
Solid Snake?
Oh, that's a good one.
Metal Gear.
Or is that okay, too, like...
I feel he's a little too niche as well.
You know, hear me out. Here's a good one. Because this is where a lot of people get their gaming from, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Tony Hawk.
Ooh.
No.
He's a person. Nah.
I say we exclude that, because then you could also include John Madden.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. You,
how about what, Moogles?
Maybe I do want John Madden.
I'm calling Spider-Man.
Who knows the dynamite?
Yeah, see...
No,
It's like Smash Brothers. If you start including not video game originating characters, then you just open the floodgates. Because, like, I mean, Bill Clinton you could include because he was an NBA Jam.
All right, all right. I've got a way here we can rank it as who counts as top tier. Whoever has it going in, who has the most pitches drawn on them on rule34.com.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Because then they're going to be popular, at least to someone.
Right, yeah, that's a good point.
Especially this group.
Okay, well, I think we've got a good little mix here. We have Mario, Link, Pac-Man, Sonic, Ryu, Master Chef, Master Chief, Lara Croft, Pikachu, Mega Man, and Steve. Are we pretty good on that? Because now we need to go over stats for each one.
The only question I would have is, why not Cloud?
Who do you take out?
If we're going straight retro, I would say Steve, even though, like, it's really hard to pull a Minecraft thing out of there. If you're talking
about I don't think of Steve as being a retro character, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can take Steve out if everyone agrees.
See you, Steve. I hate your name.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Gibbs.
All the Steves suck. We're putting Clouds in there.
Yeah, fuck Steves.
Okay, so now we're settled. Now we're going to go over each stat, because that's going to be important to these battles. And I think let's go ahead and knock out Mario. So we're going to go four categories. We got 100 points to divide into these four categories. Speed, power, strength, and intelligence. Now, what did we decide, Berg, on the difference between power and strength?
Strength is actual physical, like how much can they like lift or like knock out of the way, like could they knock a wall over or could they knock an entire skyscraper over, whereas power is more like their special powers, like, oh, are you just like really strong, or can you, you know, shoot lasers out of your eyes and
get a leaf, give you a tail and help you fly?
Exactly.
Okay, so where does anyone have a starting set of what they believe his stats should be, and then we can discuss them.
So you said it's out of 100, right?
Yes, 100 points.
So okay, I'm gonna throw this out to start. I'm not saying this has to be gospel, but in every game Mario is in, he's always the like middle of the road character. He's always like the average character. What if we split him 25 in equal ways? And I think that would honestly be a fair assessment of him.
You know, you're not wrong.
Because he's fast, but he's not like Sonic fast. He's pretty strong. I mean, he lifted Bowser by the tail, and he hits his fist into bricks constantly. He has a lot of powers. Like, I mean, he relies on items that he has to get, but he can fly, he can shoot fireballs, he can do all sorts of stuff. And
his powers is drugs.
Exactly. And exactly, he's ingesting those leaves and feathers and stuff like that. And then maybe he's smart. He's a plumber. Plumbers are smart. And I'd say 25 is like a pretty average intelligence.
Well, he's also a doctor, and, you know,
it's true.
He's got a lot of credentials. So I think you're right. I think you're onto something about him being our base character. More intelligence
than other things as well. Because we're splitting the 100 between all four categories, right?
Correct? Yeah.
Just so the listeners know as well.
And, okay, I'd like to make one little adjustment. I say we put 30 into intelligence and take that extra five from speed.
Yeah, okay. He knows how to use everything that he comes across too, and he can figure things out pretty quickly. So I feel Mario is very knowledgeable.
And while he's fast, he's not like super duper fast. So I think taking 5 points off of speed is more than enough to still give him that, but also give him intelligence for, yeah, like you all were saying, just he'd stud everything. He's a race car driver and a plumber and a doctor and a foreman or a construction guy or an artist astronaut. And all this stuff. And an astronaut.
A porn star at one point.
Yes.
Porn star?
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Played him as a...
And Nintendo owns the rights to that because they don't want it ever released to the public.
Yes. So he's been a porn star. Canon porn star, because Nintendo owns it.
Mario had a canon, that's for sure.
With a mushroom on the end.
That's where they got Toad from.
Hey! Okay, so we're saying speed 20, power 25, strength 25, intelligence 30. We all good? Any arguments?
We are good. Not good.
No. All right. Next, we got Link. Speed, power, strength, and intelligence.
I would say, like, his intelligence is probably lower, if we're gonna... Because I don't know.
He's gonna solve all those puzzles all the time.
Ooh. But you're solving them. He's not.
Well, I mean, but then you're also saying that we're also doing all these other things in other games, too. We're also the strength, not Master Chief.
True. I would give him his strength as high, because he has, like, those gloves where he can lift really... powerful thing. Really heavy things.
And he has more powers than strength, because his strength is pretty average, because you can't even pick up a rock without them.
That's true.
I reckon that'd come under powers.
Yeah, he does have a lot of, like, bombs and boomerangs and swords and stuff. So.
Well, he has tons of little gadgets.
Right, so I would say add that into power overall.
So what do you say, like, his intelligence and
you know,
power is high.
Yeah,
because he's
not
fast. He's slow as shit.
Yeah. So let's say let's just put a base of like 35 on power and 35 on intelligence or something. So we can
And then 15 on strength and speed. I think that's fair.
Let's see. Does that at 100? Is that equal 100? I'm not bad at math. 30.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so speed 15, power 35, strength 15, intelligence 35. Any arguments on that?
Well, he's works a for me. Boy, powerful.
That works.
All right.
I think it's fair to say we're talking Link in game when he has all the items, not
beginning
of the game. He's like a simple farm boy or something like that.
He's no scrub.
He's no simple thick boy, I'll tell you that.
Thick boys! Link boys!
I was about to scream thick to the past, but damn it, that's what we should have called it, Goobs.
that would make a good, never mind, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, next is Pac-Man. Speed, power, strength, and intelligence.
Intelligence fucking 5?
He's mindless.
Yeah. He is a mindless eating machine. He's like, wow, wow, wow.
Even in later editions, he doesn't do anything really spectacular.
Well,
is his power? Does he even have many power? Well, I guess he can eat fucking ghosts.
He'd have to be pretty smart to dodge all those ghosts.
Not really.
I reckon strength is high because he just keeps going all day. I suppose for constitution, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
He just doesn't stop.
Okay. Here's another argument for intelligence. If you ever played Pac-Man 2 or the new adventure or whatever it's called,
oh yeah,
he's stupid as shit.
There we go. But I think that settles it. Pac-Man's a dum-dum.
So
big old dum-dum.
5 is good on that. And honestly, this one's tough.
I guess in the other video games, he does have a bunch of powers.
I would say his speed is average.
Yeah, I don't think he's too fast, but he's not.
He's not faster than the fucking ghost.
That's true. I would even say 20 on speed, just to make him a teeny tiny bit slower than average.
Put most of his stuff in strength because he doesn't stop?
Yeah, because he's kind of a juggernaut, kind of, you know, until it's a ghost that touches him for whatever reason.
Yeah. But at that point, I mean, he just needs to be touched by a ghost, so you could argue that his powers are low. Because he just needs to get touched by one of those fuckers and he's dead.
Yeah,
it's like touched by an angel, but way better.
So,
you've never been touched by an angel? It's actually pretty good, bro.
I would say, I guess that would make his power balanced, because he could still, if he, you know, takes some drugs, he can kill the ghosts.
Yeah. So what do we think for power and strength? Because we got 75 points left.
Oh, shit.
He's gonna be a powerful boy.
Make him strong.
I think his powers are really good. I mean, honestly, think his powers. The more I think about it, because I'm like, you know, he has the power to kill that which is dead.
Mm. Pretty powerful.
So, you know what?
Only if he's on drugs.
Right, but see.
Well, that's the same as Mario. I mean, he can only do some of that stuff if he's on his drugs. That's part of the game. That's part of his thing.
So, I think he's got strength. I think he's like a juggernaut character. But I think that power, I think like everyone's saying, is pretty... makes him because the ghosts kill him with just his normal strength, but the power makes him invincible. So,
right. But it's lower than Mario, because Mario can still touch Goombas and turtle shells and everything like that. He can still do a lot of things to other things.
He can only jump on them, in fairness. He can't touch them or they kill him.
Well, more than Pac-Man can do.
Yeah, and he can grab Bowser.
That's true. Okay, so what do we want to do? More strength? You want to do 45 on strength or 40 on strength?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that's high. Strength.
Yeah, and yeah. 30 in powers.
Okay, 45 in strength and 30 in powers. Okay, speed 20, power 30, strength 45, and intelligence 5.
What do we have for speed?
20.
Make it... it should be higher than that, because he's fast as fuck in Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Okay, you want to do... You know what? We could do 30 and then make power 30, strength 35, and then intelligence 5. And that way the power and strength are a little closer.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sonic.
speed
90.
Now,
he's a dumbass.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he's too bright. No. But I don't think he's dumb as Pac-Man.
No, he's dumber. Because he has Tails figure everything out for him.
So you want to give
that's
him
that's canonical.
You want to give him the same intelligence that Pac-Man has as 5?
Yeah. Just feed him fucking chili dogs. He doesn't need to think. Chili dogs and rings. And
I'm waiting. Okay, so speed.
Singer would be like 100 in every category.
Do you want to do like 60 for speed? 70 maybe?
Yeah, because he's going to be mostly speed and power, because Supersonic can't be touched.
I don't think he's got much strength.
No.
So what, 10 on strength, maybe?
With fucking spaghetti arms?
Right.
It takes him forever to move a boulder out of the way.
I would say you give 5 in strength, 5 in intelligence, and then 45 in both speed and power.
Speed and power? You don't want to make him faster than that?
Nah, speed's got to be higher, I reckon.
I think yeah. So, too. I think at least 60 for speed.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 and then 30 in power. Yeah.
All right. 60. Okay. Speed 60, power 30, strength and intelligence are both 5. Any arguments?
Find out later.
Okay, what about Ryu?
He's not fast. I just know that. He's not fast or smart.
Okay, I agree with that. I would say speed is probably 15-20, kind of like Mario or Link.
Yeah, average human speed.
Oh, he's even lower on the fighter speed. One of the lower ones.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Like, Ken's like your average one, and he's faster than Ryu.
Ah, that's a good point. So, you want to give him 10 on speed?
I don't have a problem with that.
I think intelligence is at least a 10.
I would agree with that.
But power and strength.
That's smart study to learn his skills, right?
Yeah.
It takes tons of knowledge in order to do what he does.
Maybe 15 in intelligence?
Yeah.
Man, I can throw a fucking fireball.
Well, then
that's power.
That's question power.
Yeah, but he's learned the knowledge to do so.
What about the power and strength? What do we want to argue there?
Well, I think his power, or I mean his strength is great. He's got good power, but I think his strength is better.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm going to set it at 40 for now, just as a talking point. Strength at 40. Maybe 35.
I could see his strength being 45 and his power being 35.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that, because that's speed 10, power 35, strength 45, and intelligence. Oh, sorry.
That doesn't matter. We'll just balance it out from there.
Okay, so
make some adjustments.
Speed 10, power 35, strength 45, and intelligence 15. Someone do the math for me. That's not 100. Hold on. That's 80, 90. That's 100.
Well, how about strength? Strength. Well, what are the numbers for strength and power?
Power is 35 and strength is 45.
Make power 40.
Okay.
Unless anyone has an issue with that.
No, I'm good with that. A little too good.
I meant strength being 40 instead of 45, because we have strength higher, right?
Strength is 40, yes. And power is 35.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Master Chef. He's a very good chef. It's Gordon Ramsay underneath the mask.
He's married to Cooking Mama, right?
An idiot sandwich.
Oh, shit. I almost want to put in Isabel now.
I'm joking.
Oh, it's too late now. No revision.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late.
You're going to say next you don't want Bubsy.
Yep, nope. Jason, shut up. I don't want to hear that name again.
Well, Bubsy would get 100 in every category.
Yeah, so he just...
wouldn't be fair.
Right.
You get infinity in every category.
He's got the infinity stones or something.
We're going to have something.
Watch out, Shaggy. Right.
That's who Bubsy is. It's just Shaggy in a fursuit.
That's canon now. I don't care what anyone says. Okay, so Master, I'm going to make the stupid joke now because that's stuck in my head. Master Chief, speed, power, strength, intelligence. I don't know much about the Halo series, so...
He's slow as fuck. 5 for speed.
Yep.
Okay, power. Isn't he mostly, like, futuristic weapons?
It's all guns.
He's a guy in a fucking power suit.
So, like, give him...
He's strength and power.
Okay. Is he intelligent because he's a chief?
Well, he's not dumb, but Cortana does most of that heavy lifting.
Okay.
But I mean, is that like an augment that he has? Because we've done the same thing for other characters. So Cortana's like an augment that makes him super intelligent. Because when you think about it, he doesn't have strength or power. He uses guns.
He's basically Iron Man, just fly, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
So
I don't know much about him, so yeah.
I think we give most of this his... instead of giving him strength, we give it into power because it's more of the suit, and that... I feel like that counts as a power rather than just normal physical strength with, you know, all his weapons and his AI thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So maybe... let's see. No one's hit like a... over a 35 in power. So do you think he's got more power because of the suit and everything?
He's definitely more power than strength. I mean, he's not a complete weakling, but
right.
He doesn't use strength to really do much. He always has a weapon of some sort to assist him.
He just kind of seems like more of a blow shit up and then think about it kind of character.
Yeah.
So
he's an American.
Very good. So 5 intelligence?
We didn't say Texan. We said American.
Oh, 10. Okay, 10. 10. Or 6.
That's pretty all.
Make it 6. okay, so if we do that, that leaves us 45 with strength.
That's way too high.
Okay.
I would say his intelligence was high because of Cortana.
Okay, so you want to give him...
that'd be my argument.
Like a 30? 20? 25?
Now, going off the Halo wiki, yeah, he's meant to be physically and mentally superior, so...
Oh.
And he is military, so you know he's got to be pretty strong to begin with.
Okay.
Sure.
That's a fair argument. So, maybe he's a little more balanced in that aspect of... let's see.
But he's
maybe balanced between all three of them besides...
besides speed?
Yeah, he's not... yeah, he's slow.
Well, he can run, but it's not that fast.
So what about... okay, right now, what if we did speed 5, power 30, strength 30, and intelligence 30? I mean, I know that's 95, so we got 5 points to play with, but what is that for, like, the base of this, and then we figure out where to put 5 more?
I would take 5... away from strength and add 10 to both power and intelligence.
Okay, so
I think that's how it works. Is it
30? No. It would be 5 to each, so it'll be...
yeah, I'd add 5 to each.
Speed is 5, power is 35, strength is 25, and intelligence is 35. We good on that?
Yep, that's good.
All right, Lara Croft from the Tomb Raider series.
Well, her intelligence is going to be pretty fucking high.
I think so, too.
Yeah. That's... women think with their boobs, so...
and they've got 2 of those, so that's double the thinking power.
Yeah, we think with our dicks, so we only got 1.
Exactly. I'll see myself out the door.
Speak for yourself.
Women do not think with their boobs. Do not kill me, please.
Somebody's going to have to apologize on Twitter later.
For once, it's not Zing.
If you say his name again, we're going to have to charge you.
Well, you know, it's like Beetlejuice.
Okay, so Speed, I feel like she's pretty agile and flippy-doos and stuff, right? I just feel like her strength and power is going to be lower.
She's pretty strong. She can really manipulate her body weight to pull herself up on legends.
Like an average all-rounder.
Strength is average. Speed, I would say she's not that fast.
She's not very fast, but she's got, like, the agility is the only thing I was trying to think of like, jumping from...
That can work into the power.
I think, okay.
No, I would argue against power. I'm actually with Toby and thinking with strength and pretty speed large for that. Power's pretty low, but her intelligence, because she's like an archaeologist, right. Essentially. She's like Indiana Jones.
But proper.
Okay, here's my suggestion. Speed at 20, power at 15, strength at 25, and intelligence at 40.
I like that.
Yeah, it's decent.
That's yeah. Fair.
Okay. All right, Pikachu. Speed, power, intelligence. Strength. I think he's fast, but not Sonic fast. I'd say Sonic's at 60, so I could see Pikachu having a good 40, especially if he uses agility.
Speed attack. Power for Pikachu.
Quick attack.
Yeah.
40?
40, 40, 10, 10.
Yeah.
I'm down.
40 speed, 40 power, 10 agility, 10 strength.
I would say, like, you know how Sonic had a higher speed than power? I would say Pikachu has more power than speed.
Ah, yeah. That's a good point. Okay, yeah. You want to do 30 for speed? That puts him at Pac-Man speed.
He's faster than Pac-Man.
So 35? And then do 40?
Drop his intelligence. I reckon drop his intelligence by 5.
I mean, he has to have a trainer tell him everything to do.
Yeah, he's only
swap point. He can only say his name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's basically a dog doing tricks.
I'd almost put it like a 2. I wouldn't even do it by a multiple of 5.
for intelligence?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say 5 just to keep it simple for us so we're not like, he's got 8.
If we're going in by the Pokemon universe, his speed stat's higher than the rest at night. He's faster than he is strong in the Pokemon universe.
Really?
Yeah, he has a speed stat of 90.
So maybe give him a 40 speed and a 45 power, a 10 strength, and a 5 intelligence, since he has to be bossed around.
Yeah, he was more of a special attacker rather than a physical one, I'd argue.
Yeah.
His strength would be lower.
Almost no strength. I don't know. How is he with, like, bite and stuff? Does he get bite?
I think he gets...
Actually, I have his moveset pulled up. Let me find out. Well, his Pokedex in Pokemon Yellow says he'll bite. I'd argue, yeah.
So, speed, this is what I've got. Speed 40, power 45, strength 10, intelligence 5.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, fair.
Okay. All right, this one's going to be interesting. Mega Man.
Oh, fuck.
I know, I think...
All power.
It's mostly all power, and I think...
Tons of power.
Yeah, he's going to be our powerhouse on this one, I think. I think his speed is maybe a 10 because that'll line up with Ryu.
His strength has got to be a 5 or 10. Like, depending on the power-up, he can get strong.
Yeah.
He mostly relies on his cannon or his arm, his blaster.
Yeah, even when he's strong, it's because he's relying on a power from Gutsman.
He doesn't really do hand-to-hand combat, right?
It's all power. So let's plug in a 60 for right now. Just to hold the place.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
He's not entirely dumb.
I don't think either. He's a robot.
Yeah.
Robots are usually smart, except, you know,
Bender. Take over the world eventually.
Right.
He's not super fast.
No. I think a 10 is fair on his speed.
So we can do like a 10 and a 10 on strength and speed and then balance out the rest.
If we do power at 60 like I have it in there, we can do 20 on intelligence.
No, does anyone think that's a little low, or do you think that's about right?
He's only as good as his programming.
That's true. And zero is always bailing him out, so I don't think, like, slightly below average might be appropriate.
I think
he falls into a lot of traps as well.
That's what I was about to say. He kind of heads into situations where he gets in trouble. Look at Mega Man. Well, see, I'm looking at Mega Man X, but in this canon, we're saying it's the same Mega Man, just an older Mega Man. he gets caught by Vile right at the beginning because he just rushes into stuff. So 20. I feel like 20 is a good because he gets bailed out by other characters.
If he was smarter, he probably would have killed Wily after the third one.
Wily.
Wily.
All right, so we're going with Mega Man has speed of 10, power of 60, strength of 10, and intelligence of 20.
Sure.
Okay. All right, Cloud. Now, you guys are going to have to really talk this one out because I don't know much about Cloud.
Yeah, I'll decide.
He's a complete head case, so I don't think his intelligence should be all that high.
Okay, what are you thinking?
For intelligence, I'd say about 15, probably ceiling of 15.
Okay. Yeah. He'd probably have to be pretty strong, too, to carry that Buster Sword all day.
Yeah, I would say he has to be extremely strong. It's to be strength and power. Strength and power.
So Ryu has a strength of 40. Do you think he's stronger than Ryu?
No.
So you're going to give him like a 35 in power?
The power or strength?
Whichever. I don't know anything about him. Both.
I would say he's average strength because Barret's stronger than him.
Okay, here's a question.
It's arguable that Sig could be stronger than him.
Here's a question. How fast is he?
Not very.
So would you say he's a 15, which that's what we're saying Link is, or closer to a Master Chief, which is a 5?
He wasn't fast enough to save Aerith.
That's true.
Oof. I don't know what that reference means. So 10?
I think another 15.
Put him at 15?
Yeah.
So what if we did, and again, you're going to tell me if this makes sense. Speed and intelligence are both at 15, but power and strength are 35 apiece.
I think that's fair. Because you can rely on much as his physical attack as you can on his magic attacks.
Okay.
But his magic output is all dependent on what he has equipped on him.
If everyone's good with that, Cloud will be speed of 15, power of 35, strength of 35, and intelligence of 35.
Whoa. No, not intelligence of 35. He is not very bright.
I mean 15. I don't know what I just said.
Okay. I was going to say, that math does not add up.
hey. What's that Common Core math?
Okay, so I'm going to run all these names through a simulator, if I can spell right. I have the list, the randomized list of the matchups. The first matchup is Master Chief versus Link.
Oh, shit.
Link's copping a bullet between the eyes.
Now, is this a fighting battle or a cooking battle?
That's a good point because they both cook now.
Or a thigh-squeezing battle. They both got thick thighs.
Thick thighs.
Oh, we're taking this brief and Lou, I'd like to say something special here. Shout out to Jenny Bean, because you haven't got your shout out this episode. There you go. Now back to your normal schedule program.
Right.
You know what, you motherfuckers? I do not like being called out on my shit. Oh, real quick, do we want to like take bets on who's gonna win overall in this tournament? Like, does anyone want to put their name by any characters while we're sitting here?
Not really. I hope they all die.
I mean, I'm biased and kind of want Mega Man to win this just because.
I got my boy Link.
You got Link. I'm right.
I think Mario's gonna take it because he's all even and shit.
I'm going to say Mega Man.
You're going with Mega Man?
I'll go with Mega Man, too.
Goobs, who do you...
Let's have a threesome.
All right, Goobs. I mean, the only
Wait,
thing...
No, I'm picking Mega Man. I was just speaking out loud.
Oh.
But no, I'm joking. I'm going with Mega Man.
All right, is that everyone? Shags, who do you...
Pikachu.
Pikachu?
Pikachu, yep.
All right, did I get everyone? I think so. Okay, all right. Now, I'm going to actually officially hit the button to see... Who wins this fight? Ooh, this was a very short battle. This one was only 10 moves. Link backhands Master Chief for 12 damage. He starts
hey,
it out.
Listen.
he just kind of bitch slapped him. Master Chief hits Link with a, I don't know, what are we going to say, a gun? I don't know. I don't know much about.
Gun butt of a rifle.
He pistol whips him back. Link sets off one of his bombs in front of Master Chief, doing 18 damage. Master Chief hits back with a sticky bomb of his own. Link kicks Master Chief in the face for 16 damage. Link
this is Sparta.
Link punches Master Chief in the groin. There's a lot of groin hints in this.
He's looking for the Master Sword.
Yeah, well, it makes sense that.
Well, I guess he does have the Master Sword. That was a great joke.
Master Chief hits Link, taking 24 damage. Link uses a boomerang and does 17 damage, but that boomerang keeps going and hits him again for 16 more damage. And it hits him one more time with the boomerang for 13 damage, ending Master Chief's life. Link moves on. Yeah.
Don't mess with the hero at a time.
Master Chief didn't do a fucking thing. He was a little bitch.
He was too slow. Well, I mean, Link's slow too, but...
When you walk up and get bitch smacked by Link, like, that's gonna, like, make you think about everything that you've done in your life.
I didn't know Speed was gonna play that much. I didn't know Speed was gonna play that much of a factor. Okay.
I'm thinking Kid Link just walking up and smacking Master Chief in the face, like,
bitch. Hey, listen. He's got to be wearing the bunny hood when he does it, though.
Yeah. Popping out a Lawn milk.
Okay, so this next one is going to be the matchup of Cloud versus Pac-Man.
Oh, fuck.
All right, are you guys ready?
Pac-Man got a smile.
Yeah.
Pac-Man's got this.
Ooh, it's another 10-move battle. Oh, man, this is heavily one-sided. Pac-Man somehow kicks Cloud. I guess there are some cannons where he's got legs.
He has feet.
Yeah.
He
starts this off by kicking Cloud right in his freaking face for 9 points. Pac-Man then punches Cloud in the groin. Again, those groin hits are pretty powerful in these tournaments.
Pretty devastating, yeah.
Pac-Man kicks Cloud in the face for 14, and you know what? He just stomps on his ass. He gives him another 12 damage, and then he gives him another 9. He's just stomping a mud hole in him. Pac-Man hits Cloud with 9 damage. Then he backhands him again for 9. He's just slapping him around. He's just bitch-slapping him left and right. 11 points, takes another 12 points, and then he gets a super pill and ends shit. Cloud. Flawless victory.
Did Cloud even get an attack in?
No, flawless victory.
What the fuck?
Thanks for bringing him to the show.
Yeah. Man.
Wow. That makes sense. Clouds are just rain ghosts.
Literally tonight.
So, next, we've got a Super Smash battle happening with, one that you can actually play out in Super Smash. We got Ryu and Sonic.
You could in the previous one too.
I was gonna say you could do Pac-Man versus.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Ryu versus Sonic. Here we go. Oh, this is a long battle. This is 42 moves, so we're not gonna go over all of it. We're just gonna hit some highlights because it looks.
Browse through it.
It looks really one-sided. It looks like Sonic was fast enough to just circle Ryu, just run in circles around him, and just. Reach out every once in a while and bitch slap him for 3 damage here and there. I think he even bitch slapped him in the groin at one point. But he did this 42 times, just running in circles, backhanding him, kicking him. Ryu just couldn't keep up with him. 42 moves later, running in circles around him. Sonic is our winner.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like Speed is, like, really dictating what's happening.
A lot of these moves are just only 2 and 3 hits. So
right. Did Ryu do anything?
Nope, not a thing.
See, that's what I'm getting at.
The next one's going to be interesting because it's Laura versus Mega Man.
Mega Man.
Laura's a nerd. We'll see how this works.
She can dismantle him.
She could. She can dismantle me too.
All right. Mega Man versus Laura. Ooh. Mega Man. Mega Man starts charging up his Buster, but Laura sneaks in with a hit. She hits him for 11 health points. Mega Man misses his shot because she's jumping around, and Laura kicks him in the face for 12. Mega Man tries to switch his powers, but while he's doing that, Laura hits him again in the face for 8 damage. Mega Man tries to charge one more time to get a big, powerful attack, but guess what? Laura just kicks him in the face again. With 11 damage. Mega Man finally powers up enough, gets his shot off, hits her in the face with 26 damage. Laura punches Mega Man in the groin for 8 damage.
That fucking groin. You have a groin?
I mean, it did 8 damage, so he's got a little bit of a groin.
It's a groinal area.
Yeah.
Lots of bolts.
I imagine he's like Gearhead from Rick and Morty.
Yes, yes. Laura backhands Mega Man for 12. She then does a very cool gymnastics move and kicks him in the face again for 12. Mega Man calls for Rush to get health, but Rush isn't able to come to this battle. I don't know why. His communications isn't working. So Laura punches him in the face for 11 more damage. Laura just stomps him, and Laura wins.
Sayonara, yeah. Mega Man.
Bye-bye, Mega Man.
We hardly knew thee.
The last battle of the first round is Mario and Pikachu.
The battle of Nintendo. Who makes more money? What about your dick wallets?
Hold on. In the second round, who gets the buy?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a random. We'll hit the random on it.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. All right. Mario versus Pikachu. We got all the stats in. Fight. Ooh.
You rub something blue?
No. I'm just surprised at how fast this battle went. It was very one-sided with 6 moves total.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Pikachu used Thunder Shock, and then he used Tackle. Mario tried to shoot a fireball, but, with Quick Attack and Agility, Pikachu was able to dodge it. Pikachu then... What's another move that I can save for Pikachu? I'm already out.
Volt Tackle.
Volt Tackle. Oh, he charged it up a little bit. Which makes sense because it did more damage this round. Mario's just having a hard time. He keeps losing all his power-ups because he keeps getting hit by Pikachu, and now he's small. And Pikachu gives him one final Thunderbolt to end this match. Mario is gone. Pikachu's
That's my boy.
All right. Whenever Mario loses, do they play the game over Mario game?
Okay, so we've got Link, Sonic, Pac-Man, Laura, and Pikachu. Let's see. Are we going to say the last one is the bye on this one?
Sure.
Randomize. All right, the first match is the Battle of the Speed, Pac-Man versus Sonic.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. We pretty much just made a Smash Brothers episode.
Yeah, but we get to talk out the stats ourselves. Pac-Man versus Sonic. Fight! Oh, there's actually a pretty decent fight here. So, Sonic runs up, bitch-slapping Pac-Man for 4 damage. Again, Sonic's not very strong, but he's fast and got in not just one bitch-slap, but 2. He bitch-slapped him and then backhanded him, all in one move. For so 4 and 4 damage on that one. Pac-Man kicked Sonic in the face. I don't know how he caught up with him, but that was 24 damage. Apparently Pac-Man's got a pretty damn good kick. Sonic runs past him doing some really quick punches for 4, 5, 6, 6, and 6 damage and ends it with a kick which does 9 damage. And then he does another 5 damage with a backhand. This battle goes on. So it looks like Sonic's getting a lot of really quick punches and jabs in, but Pac-Man's just a powerhouse and hits him with another 27 of damage. Sonic goes back to his normal ways of quick attacks and getting the hell out of the way. Pac-Man eats a super pill and does 48 damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's a close one, guys. But Sonic's so quick, he got in 4 more mini hits. Just quick jabs. And it ended Pac-Man's streak of living.
And it's over, folks.
Someone needs to tell the widow Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
No! So, Link and Laura are next. So that
the
means...
L battle.
That means Pikachu gets the pass.
Hey.
Shags might have guessed the right one.
I guess.
May have.
Link and Laura makes sense. That's actually a sensical battle.
All right. Link versus Laura. Here we go. Fight! I don't know enough about Laura's moveset.
She has guns. She has
pistols. She does have guns, that's right.
Yeah. Like pistols, magnums, shotgun, and Uzis.
Alright, well, it looks like Laura starts this battle off with a kick to Link's face for 10 damage. She's gonna finally start bringing out the weapons. She brings out her gun. She shoots Link, but it only does 18 damage. Link, he must have used a shield. Link uses a bomb and does 26 damage to Laura. Laura starts shooting at him again and does 23 damage. She's gotten smart and started using her gun for some more damage, apparently. Link uses his sword for 17 damage, but then hits her with the shield for another 13 damage. Laura punches Link in the head for 14 damage, but Link kicks back, kicks her away for 16 damage, and then he throws a boomerang for 18 damage. Laura uses her gun again for a total of 26 damage. Link delivers the final blow, punching Laura in the groin for 17 life.
Oh, shit.
Link, my boy about to catch a case.
You said, take that, you cunt.
Oh, perfect. All right, so we're going to hit the randomizer again because we're going to have another buy match right here. Randomize this. Ooh, Pikachu versus Sonic is going to kick us off, and Link is going to keep moving on. How do you feel about that, Shags?
I've got this. My boy can beat the Elite Four. He can beat Sonic.
I mean, how many years did it take, though?
Shut up.
All right, Pikachu versus Sonic, fight. Ooh, Sonic. He starts this battle off. He's doing the same move where he just runs in circles around everyone and just bitch slaps them. Except apparently, Pikachu has a weakness to blue creatures because his punches are actually more effective now. He does 13, 13, 12, 15, and then 12.
He's a speed bag.
Shit.
He is a speed bag this round.
Fuckers, <mom. laughs>
Pikachu uses Quick Attack to keep up with Sonic, and it does 26 damage. But Sonic kicks him in his little fucking furry face for 18 damage. Pikachu then uses Thunderbolt to try to slow him down, and it does 28 damage. But this only makes Sonic go faster. It gives him more speed, because lightning and speed work like that, Flash. He nails Pikachu with a final blow of 25 points. Sonic is moving on to face off against Link.
I demand a drug test.
The fuck is all those chili dogs, bro?
Some performance-enhancing hot dogs. It's not fair.
All that speed.
Gotta do crack.
Gotta do crack.
Comes down to Nintendo versus Sega.
It's almost a shame that it's not Mario in this spot, you know? Just saying. All right.
They shouldn't have got fucking stomped.
I know. Link versus Sonic right here for the championship. Guys, who do you think's winning in this one? Hype this one up.
Link and Sonic's got what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, I think Sonic's too fast. Yeah, he took extra chili dogs today. And after the beating that, you know, Lara gave Link there, it was a little too close. I think Sonic's just going to smack it around. Just smack Link in his sword, stroke it, pull it, tug it. It's going to be a smack fest. Just a blue furry animal and his boy just smacking meat together. It's going to be great.
All right, this battle has begun. And you know what? It's a blowout. Sonic's somehow collected all the Chaos Emeralds, went Super Sonic, and just bitch slapped Link over and over for 8 rounds. Sonic is our champion. He was holding out on those Chaos Emeralds. He wins. Sonic is our winner.
All hail Sonic.
Sonic.
This is the only war that they won, apparently, that Sonic could help win. In the video game wars. Wow. Little bit let down by Sonic winning.
He's a beast.
It. He was.
Too fast.
Too fucking fast.
Apparently it wasn't in 3D.
Maybe he had the werewolf thing or whatever that game was. Yeah, the werewolf power.
He was unleashed.
Yeah. All right. Well, comments. I need to hear comments. What did y'all think? Like, do you think it was a fair battle? Do you think?
Not at all. Sonic ran wild.
He did. He was OP for sure. Somehow, no one could catch his fast ass. Pikachu caught him with a couple of good hits, but he was just too fast.
I want to see him fight my boy Toxie now.
That is our current. I'm scared. That's our current Patreon champion is Toxic Avenger. Do we want to make these two?
The title is not on the line, but we can do the fight.
Just for funsies, I don't have his stats because I lost the original spreadsheet, so we have to go over Toxie's stats again.
Fuck, it's mostly power and strength. He's not too smart.
Right. So you want to do 5 in intelligence?
Yep.
What about speed? How fast do you think
he's
he
slow.
Is? Master Chief slow or Link slow?
He's just like Incredible Hulk slow.
So what, 10?
Sure.
And then power and strength? Goops.
One's got to be higher than the other. I'm thinking do 5 strength over power.
Okay.
With the remaining points.
So 40 power and 45 strength?
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to plug this in and see if our current champion can beat our Patreon champion. Again, patreon.com/petsecretmedia. And you can go check out that first battle of
horror movie icon.
That's what it was. It was horror movie characters. But the title's not on the line because this is an unsanctioned match, right?
Yep.
Because it's the Patreon world title. All right, Toxie versus Sonic. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm still scrolling. There are 200 moves.
Oh shit.
This is why Toxie's our champion right now. This is a championship match that should have been some kind of headline pay-per-view event. Oh man, it looks like Sonic goes to punch Toxic, but he misses a lot. And Toxie tries to swing at him, but misses just as much because Sonic's a little bolt of lightning just running around him. Apparently the Chaos Emeralds have run out because he couldn't collect any more rings. I don't know what's going on. He's just missing Toxie left and right. But he finally grazes him for 1 damage at a time. He keeps trying to get those punches in as he's running around. 1 small punch at a time. He misses and then hits. Misses and then misses. Some more. And he hits him. Apparently he tried to hit him in the groin, but it only did 1 damage on Toxie. Because, you know, his junk is all just mutilated and not even existing.
Yep.
It doesn't look like Toxie's gets very much offense in. It looks like it's mostly Sonic trying to get 1 hit of health in and missing a shitload. But I'm sad to say that Toxie goes down at the end. Sonic, it took him 200 rounds at 1 health point per hit to get him down.
Oh, wow.
Sonic won, but Toxie was a...
if you want to beat me, boys, just pick Sonic.
So, yeah. The unsanctioned match was pretty brutal. We may have to readjust Sonic in the future because it sounds like that speed is whooping everyone's ass.
Sonic is the Thunder Rosa of this competition.
That's a wrestling reference if anyone doesn't know that.
Well, guys, thank you all for joining us on this little side quest where we were just wanting to do something a little different, something to fill in a week and, you know, have some friends on, chit-chat. We do have our Secret Santa stuff coming up where we did some Secret Santa stuff. It's too late. You can't join in, but our Discord where all you lovely folks are in, we had Secret Santa stuff, and I think we're going to reveal them later on, right, Goobs?
Yeah, we might do something like that. Maybe we can make a little fun thing for the show.
Yeah, maybe record it for Patreon for all the memories and the laughs. And
look at the Patreon.
Yeah.
Most of the people on here tonight are patrons, so thank you very much, you lovely fuckers.
Yep.
Yay.
We love you very much. Yay. I'm telling you personally. And yeah, Toby, why don't we give some fucking nicknames? I got some nicknames ready to go, bud.
Oh, do you? Okay, hold on. Let me get the list pulled up. What is the theme that you're going to go with, though?
I'm going to go with 90s Christmas presents.
Oh, very interesting.
It is December. It's time for Christmas. So let's get in the fucking spirit. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Merry
Christmas. We are going to start this off with Riku.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading cards.
What about Wolfman?
Bop it.
What about Potation Rotation?
Jelly Roll Pens.
Ooh, I miss those. Obreon.
Lisa Frank coloring books.
Paprika.
Polly Pockets.
Level 1 Noob.
Inflatable Furniture.
Martin Long.
Light Bright.
Keith Gasper.
Nintendo Games.
The Mass Llama.
Original iPod.
All right, what about our friend Hero to Millions, who's in here right now?
Furby.
Hey, Teddy Coco.
What about Berg?
Beanie Babies. Bergie Babies.
What about Chris Copeland?
Motorola Razor.
How do you feel about that? You're just a phone.
I'm going to have a fun one with that name.
And then, last but not least, Fat Shags.
A Tamagotchi digital pet.
God, something else I have to try and keep alive.
You know what?
It's in Australia, too, of all places.
It's so funny because I just saw those at Walmart the other day, and I told my kid about them. I was like, hey, do you want me to get you one of these? I used to play with one of these all the time. And he was like, yeah, what's it do? And I started telling him about, like, oh, you got to take care of it and feed it and stuff, or it whines. And he was like, yeah, I don't want that. I was like, you're right. Why did I want this stupid thing?
Everyone had it.
Yep. Anyways, those are our patrons. You can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, and we've got all kinds of little goofy shows. One, especially like this one, where we do battle simulations and stuff. So, yeah, lots of fun stuff. Again, everyone, thank you guys for participating, hopefully having a little bit of fun with this. And
again, come join our Discord and be a part of shit like this. We do this all the time, so come have a lot of fun with us.
Yeah.
Be a part of the family. Join the Discord.
Everyone, if you got stuff to plug, you know.
Yeah, plug it here, man. Fucking throw your shit out there, boys.
Yeah. Chris, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I am from the Retro Hangover podcast, where we have a show similar to yours. Just me and Shane talking about games that were Dragons. In the past. And Dick Dragons. That came out 10 years ago or older, and we just kind of go through and review it, and it's a good time. Hope to see you there.
Berg, you do some stuff.
Yeah, you can find me, and I have to say his name one more time, so you're going to, he might appear.
God damn.
But Zinger and I and his wife Ellie, we are on the Zing This podcast, and you can listen to us. We talk about games, talk about movies, comic books, pop culture, all sorts of stuff like that, and we have a good time. So come listen to us. Zing This.
What about you, Hero?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I am on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, at Hero to Millions. Pretty much if you go to anything and it's Hero to Millions, that'll be me. Love to see y'all there anywhere.
You recently offended a bunch of people breaking a game.
Yes, I did. That was E.T. the Extraterrestrial. If you would like to see that, it is on my TikTok. And not only did I break it, but I offended a lot more people by throwing it in the trash as well.
Oh, man. You're awful.
I'd do it again, too.
Shags, do you have any projects or anything you could plug?
Not really, but if you see me online anywhere, it's under Fat Shags. Check out Rumor Flies podcast.
Yeah.
They do a pretty good job. Yeah.
Hey.
That's a recommendation.
Rumor Flies is great.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've listened to them.
Do all that stuff.
I thought you were going to be like, come to Australia.
Oh, no, that's not a thing to plug. Don't ever come here.
Come to beautiful Australia so we can sacrifice.
Get mauled by a Charles Wozzer.
What was that?
Get mauled by a Charles Wozzer.
Don't even know what that is.
It's what they call bullfrogs.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. All right, Goobs, do you have anything to plug?
No. This is my normal shit. Goobs WN, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Go join stuff. And Toby has his own as well.
Yeah, at Toby Von Doom. I'm evil. And the show, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Levels Pod. And that's it. I don't know. We don't really have to plug anything else because if you know, you know.
Right? All the holes are plugged. Thank you, everyone, for plugging the holes with us.
I was about to say I'm all about plugging your holes, Scoops. All about it.
Game over, folks.